Task 3. You will hear part of a radio program. Read through the sentences below and complete them according to what you hear. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
Everyone, welcome to the Cosmic Kids Zen Den, our place for helping our minds be healthy, strong, and happy. Have you noticed? Lots of people are now doing things to look after their mental health. That means the health of their minds. One of them is mindfulness, which is something lots of kids and grown-ups are finding really helpful all over the world. Here in the Zen Den, we often try out mindfulness techniques. I'm going to talk about them in a new way today, so you can try it if you want to. Mindfulness is brilliant because it can help you in so many ways. If you find yourself getting nervous if the teacher asks you a question, mindfulness can help. Or if you worry about taking tests, mindfulness can help. If you're worried about getting something wrong or not knowing how to do something, or you sometimes find yourself getting frustrated, the answer is usually mindfulness. So what is it? What is mindfulness? And how do we do it? Have you heard of meditation? Well, mindfulness and meditation are pretty much the same thing. We take some time, just a few minutes to start off with, and we give our attention to one thing, like our breathing. We just notice our breath coming in and going out. It's amazing, though. This sounds easy, but it's not. Because normally, our mind will start having thoughts, which take us away from the thing we were focusing on. Just like a dog who goes from thinking ball, then bone, then squirrel, all in the space of 5 seconds. 1 minute, we're focused on our breathing. The next, we're thinking about, what's for dinner? Then about something someone said at school today. Then about how much we're looking forward to the weekend. Then about our favourite TV show. Then about, just so many thoughts. And it's just not very relaxing. When we practice mindfulness, we are training our mind to be better at focusing and choosing which thoughts we want to act on or let pass. We want that dog to slow down and to settle on one thing for a bit longer. And the great thing is, this will make us feel more calm and relaxed, which is lovely. When I practice, I can almost see my thoughts passing, and I can choose which ones to act on, and which to leave alone and let go. It's like I'm standing on the side of a road, watching buses going past. These are my thoughts. And I can decide which ones I want to ride and which aren't going my way. We only get to know our mind, though, when we spend time with it. And that is what our mindfulness practice is.
Now listen again.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Cosmic Kids Zen Den, our place for helping our minds be healthy, strong and happy. Have you noticed? Lots of people are now doing things to look after their mental health. That means the health of their minds. One of them is mindfulness, which is something lots of kids and grown-ups are finding really helpful all over the world. Here in the Zen Den, we often try out mindfulness techniques. I'm going to talk about them in a new way today, so you can try it if you want to. Mindfulness is brilliant, because it can help you in so many ways. If you find yourself getting nervous if the teacher asks you a question, mindfulness can help. Or if you worry about taking tests, mindfulness can help. If you're worried about getting something wrong or not knowing how to do something, or you sometimes find yourself getting frustrated, the answer is usually mindfulness. So what is it? What is mindfulness? And how do we do it? Have you heard of meditation? Well, mindfulness and meditation are pretty much the same thing. We take some time, just a few minutes to start off with, and we give our attention to one thing, like our breathing. We just notice our breath coming in and going out. It's amazing, though. This sounds easy, but it's not, because normally our mind will start having thoughts, which take us away from the thing we were focusing on. Just like a dog who goes from thinking ball, then bone, then squirrel, all in the space of 5 seconds. 1 minute, we're focused on our breathing. The next, we're thinking about what's for dinner, then about something someone said at school today, then about how much we're looking forward to the weekend, then about our favourite TV show, then about, just so many thoughts. And it's just not very relaxing. When we practice mindfulness, we are training our mind to be better at focusing and choosing which thoughts we want to act on or let pass. We want that dog to slow down and to settle on one thing for a bit longer. And the great thing is, this will make us feel more calm and relaxed, which is lovely. When I practice, I can almost see my thoughts passing, and I can choose which ones to act on and which to leave alone and let go. It's like I'm standing on the side of a road watching buses going past. These are my thoughts. And I can decide which ones I want to ride and which aren't going my way. We only get to know our mind, though, when we spend time with it. And that is what our mindfulness practice is.
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.